WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster ride with a little dose of stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly your whole self-worth feels tied to likes and perfectly curated photos? Yeah, me too. Trust me, I get it. We live in a world obsessed with perfection, where everyone seems to have it all figured out. But let's be real, life is messy, unpredictable, and often downright hilarious. And guess what? That's totally okay. Today we're diving into something super important, cultivating self-compassion and self-acceptance. Think of it like this, you wouldn't beat yourself up for dropping a plate or tripping over your own feet, right? But somehow, when it comes to our inner world, our thoughts, feelings, and experiences, we often treat ourselves with harsher criticism than we would ever extend to a friend. So how do we shift gears and start treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we offer others? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate a little more self-love. 1. Recognize your humanity. We all mess up. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on. Remember that story about that time I tried to make banana bread and ended up with something resembling a brick? Yeah, it was an epic fail, but I learned a valuable lesson. Maybe I should stick to store-bought bread. 2. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice when you're being self-critical and gently redirect those thoughts towards self-compassion. Imagine offering yourself a warm hug or saying something kind to yourself like, "It's okay, I'm doing my best." 3. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Take time to celebrate your accomplishments, big and small. Write down 3 things you're good at. Maybe it's cooking a killer lasagna, making people laugh, or simply being an awesome listener. Remember those qualities, let them fuel your confidence, and don't be afraid to share them with the world. 4. Challenge negative self-talk. When those critical inner voices start chirping, ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? Treat yourself with the same kindness and respect you'd offer someone you care about. Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Instead of, I can't do this, try, I'm willing to learn and grow. 5. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even a perfectly brewed cup of coffee. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, fostering a sense of contentment and self-acceptance. Ever had one of those days where everything seems to be going wrong? You spill coffee on your favorite shirt, miss the bus, and then realize you left your wallet at home. It's like life is testing your patience, right? Well, imagine that instead of getting all stressed out and beating yourself up, you take a deep breath, acknowledge that things are tough but they're temporary, and say to yourself, "Hey, I can handle this." You put on a different shirt, maybe one with a funny saying, figure out an alternate way to get where you need to be, and call someone to help you with the wallet situation. It's not ideal, but you manage it with grace and a sense of humor. That's self-compassion in action, acknowledging the tough moments, treating yourself with kindness instead of criticism, and finding ways to navigate life's ups and downs with resilience. Remember, you are not your mistakes, you are not defined by setbacks, and you are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. So remember, embrace your imperfections, celebrate your strengths, practice kindness towards yourself, and keep showing up each day with a little more self-compassion. Because at the end of the day, you're doing the best you can, and that's what truly matters. Want to take this a step further? Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words of encouragement. Let's spread a little kindness and remind each other that we're all in this together. And don't forget to leave a review. It helps others find the podcast and join our amazing community. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.